How can I manage my friend? On a recent training course in Oxford, I was asked the following question by a delegate called Kim, which I have heard many times before from previous delegates. How can I manage poor performance from the people who are, at the same time, my subordinate colleagues as well as being my friends? I answered Kim in the following way. Kim, you find yourself in a common and difficult situation. You are a manager of a team that forms part of a larger organization. You have been promoted to team leader. You and the other people in your team have known each other for years and are friends. And now you are also trying to manage them. This is usually a fine situation, but sometimes it causes you problems. The problem occurs when the friend colleague does something wrong. He does something that he should not do. He fails to do things that he should do. Now you are required to give your friend colleague some negative feedback, corrective feedback, criticism. This causes you problems. It causes you problems because there is now a clash of interests between two conflicting desires in your mind. You do want to remain friends, and so don't want to criticize your friend's behavior. You do want to be considered a good manager, and so you need to criticize your colleague's behavior. What are you to do? Here are the steps. This is what you should do. 1. Decide that, whilst at work, you are primarily a manager and secondarily a friend. 2. Recognize that you cannot put your friendship loyalties over your obligations to yourself as a manager. 3. Recognize that if you did subordinate your obligations as a manager to your duty as a friend, then you would fail as a manager. If you want to succeed as a manager and gain respect as a friend, then you must not pretend that nothing is happening. You must instead deal with the conflict situation quickly and effectively. By what means should you deal with the conflict situation? Here are some more steps. Tell the person in factual language exactly what it is he is doing wrong. Name the behavior or name the omission in specific, objective, factual language. Example, Kevin, for the last 4 days, you have arrived at work between 20 minutes and half an hour late. Step 2. Ask for the corrective behavior. Use the magic phrase, instead of that, in future, would you please, and then name the exact corrective behavior in specific, objective, factual language. For example, you are contracted to start work at 9, so instead of being late, in future, would you please come in on time, ready to start work at 0900, as you are contracted. Make your statements completely objective and factual. Do not make your statements emotional, evaluative, or opinionated. Example of emotional statement, I am disappointed and annoyed by the fact that you have chosen to come in late. Example of evaluative statement, it is totally unacceptable and unprofessional of you to come in so late. Example of opinionated language, in my opinion you have no excuse to come in late. 4 days on the trot. In my opinion it makes you look really bad. This is important for you to remember. Use only factual specific objective language. Never use opinionated, emotionalized, evaluative or judgmental language. If you keep to these two rules, you will be able to correct your friend, colleague, without soiling your friendship, making your criticism sound like an insult. Think about this. Is there a difference between a criticism and an insult? Answer, yes. Question, what is the difference between a criticism and an insult? Answer, all insults are expressed in highly opinionated, emotionalized, evaluative, and/or judgmental language. All critical feedback messages provide specific, objective, factual information. This information is, what is the wrong behavior? What is the corrective behavior? If you understand and apply these principles, then you will be able to critique your friend's performance. He, she might even thank you for doing so.